Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 390. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Man, just like, you're so nice. Hello and welcome. I love it.
I'm trying. And also, joining us once again is Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
He's back. So we've had a little bit of a hiatus here, so things have been a little weird. So we had, Pete in town, and we recorded a show with Pete. It was a shorter show. Then we tried to get our schedules together for last week, and it didn't work out. And we tried to do the same thing this week, and it hasn't been working out. So today is Monday, the Monday after Easter, March 28th, and we are recording a show. So hopefully you're going to have this by Wednesday. I don't know. We will see. we're going to do a shorter show today because it's just going to make it easier for us. And then we'll hopefully pick up the feature the next show. But we're going to do distractions, news, new releases, and then we'll talk about next week and we'll get out of here. So, but before we do that, we always got to find out what's going on. Jeff, haven't talked to you in a while, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, I was dying, man. Like the first week that I guess.
Don't die. Don't die. Please don't die.
It was probably the week that. Well, you guys both had Pete in, I guess, because you guys split like the week or whatever. I got a bad case of the flu, so that really sucked. I haven't had the flu in years. The flu sucks. Was after Indus Fest 2, I think it was. That Indus sickness.
Yeah. Was it 2 or 3? No, it was 2.
I think it was 2. I think the one.
Because that first night with the Proto Man, man, it just got nice and sweaty. And we were just all rubbing up against each other. And then there was the concert, and that was cool.
Yeah, and then that was kind of, yeah, exactly. Just to cleanse ourselves. And exactly. So, yeah, I missed a whole week of work, actually. I went in on the Monday, felt like garbage, went home, took Tuesday off, called in on Wednesday, being like, what should I do? My boss just to stay home, try to go back on Thursday. She's like, you sound and look like shit. Go to the doctor. Went to the doctor. He's like, yeah, you, sounds like pretty bad case of flu. Just go home. Don't do shit for a couple more days. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, man. No kidding. No kidding. The flu is no joke, man. You straight up need to, spend like 2-3 days on your ass.
Aside from the rest and fluids and everything and, hot soup and stuff like that, that's always important when you have the flu. The golden rule, though, Jeff, is the flu gets like all cut up in facial hair. Mustaches and beards, you gotta shave that shit off, or you just have the flu like 2 inches away from, like, just right there. It's like right in your grill. Every time you breathe, you're breathing in more flu.
It's the way that works, I heard, actually.
It is. So you need to shave your beard because you do still sound a little peakish.
That's. I think I'll be okay.
Just shave it off.
No. Stay in for a bit longer.
Okay.
Yep. So that wasn't fun. So went back to work next weekend. Tanya and I are planning a trip. Actually, we're going to Europe in a couple weeks, so that should be fun.
Nice.
We're hitting up Czech and then Berlin and then Amsterdam. So yeah, so Czech Republic, Germany, and Netherlands.
So, very nice.
That should be fun. Yeah, I've never been out that way and never been on a plane for that long, so that should be scary as fuck. But it's also really exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what I'm gonna do in Amsterdam much because I don't do that stuff. And we're only there for like a day and a half maybe. So, but I'm looking forward to it.
But even if you go to Amsterdam, shouldn't you just do the stuff?
Well, I'm thinking of it, but I'm thinking it's the last day. It might just freak me the fuck out. We'll see.
Or just do this. When in Rome, right? Edibles. I don't know what that means. I don't know what when in Rome
edibles,
is, whatever.
Just, when in Rome, just, whatever. You don't know what that, really?
Yes, I know. It was an Anchorman thing. I still don't know what it means.
I haven't seen Anchorman enough times. So I'm sure a lot of other shit has happened, but that's the two things that come to my mind right away. So that is it. When do you guys go?
Cool. Travis,
sure,
what's up?
I'll go. Not just really busy at work, man. It's kind of boring. The cool thing about work this week is that the bosses are on spring break. They took their kids out of town and everything. So it's Monday through Wednesday work from home day. So I could stay up late and play video games, wake up at 8:30 and get to work. So it gives me almost a full 7 hours, even after a night of binging on video games, which is nice. But yeah, just work keeping me busy, man.
I don't remember what 7 hours of sleep is like.
Oh, man. I know. It's crazy. It really is. But you know what? We do what we got to do because we're goddamn men.
Yes.
Goddamn men. Yeah. I was hoping you were going to agree with me there. But yeah, I'm not going to go into anything else. I still miss Pete. What else is new? I still miss Pete. I'm still
on
the
phone. I need to catch up with him. I need to drop him a line and see how he's doing with the rest of his trip.
Today was his last day. Today is his last day. He's flying out tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when Pete hears this, he will be gone.
Bye, Pete.
Bye, Pete.
Thanks for visiting, buddy.
We miss you. I'm sad. Come back. Anyway, Chris, what's up with you?
You go visit him.
Not much. Work was busy. I had a 4-day weekend this weekend. It's really weird, the way that worked out. So we get Good Friday off, so that's not unusual. But Monday was was unusual because, well, I mean, we usually don't get Monday off. However,
it's Good Monday.
That's right.
It's called Better
Monday.
Post
Easter Monday.
It's Better Monday because Jesus came back.
He is risen Monday. That's what it is. So
okay, there he is.
But for our Christmas like break this year, it's actually only a week. It's only 5 days. Usually it's like 7 or 8. So they're like taking a few extra days and just dropping them in the holiday calendar. So we got today off because we don't have as many days during our Christmas break this year, which I'm just like, why don't you just add it to the end of the Christmas break anyway? It's like, just give us the 23rd off. I don't understand that, but
that would make sense. Yeah.
It would make sense. Yeah. Let's see here. Anything else going on? Kids are doing fine. They're getting over a ear infection. Liam's getting his tonsils taken out this week. So,
okay.
So that's a thing. So he's going to be eating ice cream and pudding and Jell-O and stuff for the next week or two. Did a game night last night. We'll talk about that a little bit later when we get to distractions. But, things are going pretty well. And that's it.
I'm glad. So
you guys want to talk about games?
Yes.
I want to talk about games. Jeff, why don't you start, man?
Oh, man, fuck. I didn't play a lot of anything when I was sick, but when I was playing shit, it was all same stuff. Well, shitload of Rocket League still, shitload of Street Fighter, which the update dropped tonight, so I'm going to check that out after record. So five new lobbies.
Yes.
We'll see if, you know, because...
if they work.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite thing. I haven't like checked out Twitter or anything like that since the update hit, so I don't really know if it is working yet. But I've been playing a lot of the Street Fighters. And the other thing is The Division, which I'm sure we're going to get to in a second. If it's the only game you guys have been playing, we're just going to dive into that now. Because if so, sure. This might be one short-ass distractions segment. Oh, I played about 30 seconds of Dark Souls because it's on backwards compatibility now.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, apparently I did download this when it was free for Games with Gold, and I played the first, like, 3 minutes. And I was like, yep, it's a Souls-ass game. I guess it's the first Souls-ass game, technically.
Or second.
Second, yeah, I guess, yeah. Demons in that. But that's it.
Wow.
So Division.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's what I was going to say. You've played Division, right?
Yeah, I'm like level 20, so I'm not as far up there as a lot of other people. So I'm not like...
Do we want to save that until the end?
Well, if you guys have something else to talk about.
I don't have anything else to talk about.
Travis, you didn't play Salt and Sanctuary?
I purchased it, installed it. It is sitting on my...
So you're in the same boat I am. Okay.
Yes. I am prepared to play that game. I just haven't played it yet. And it's been out for longer than that, 5 days.
Well let me get my couple of bonus items out of the way before we talk about Division. So I mentioned about 3.5 minutes ago that we had a game night last night. We played some Imperial Assault. I've talked about that on the show a little bit. We're in the middle of our campaign. We finished our first, like, the introduction campaign mission, and then we moved to a side mission, and the players, the rebel players, get to choose one of two side missions that are drawn from a deck. So the one that they chose was actually for Crystal's character, who is Diala, and she is a Jedi. And her side mission, if you complete it, gets you her lightsaber. They had to fight a vision of Darth Vader during the mission. And they did complete it, so Crystal got her lightsaber. So that's going to come in handy for future missions going forward throughout the campaign. But really enjoying that game, and they are too. So I'm really happy about that. So that's working out pretty well. The other game we played is Munchkin. Have you ever heard of Munchkin, guys?
It sounds amazing.
It's actually really fun. It's by Steven Jackson Games. And basically it's like a comedic tabletop RPG board game. And I don't know how else to explain it, but basically it's a, there's a, like the board has 10 spaces on it. It's not very big. And each space is a level. So every character, every player gets to choose like either a male or a female hero. And then you draw, there's like a doors deck and a treasure deck, and everybody gets four cards from each. And then on their turn, they kick down a door. So they flip over a door card. And then, it could be a creature, or it could be like a piece of equipment, or it could be, and a card that you might be able to use later. Like the treasure cards and the door cards basically create a character for you. And you can put these cards down to show, to create a character. So you might pick up a card that says thief and you put that down and that's your class. You could pick up a race card that says like dwarf. So you could be a dwarf thief, and each one has like, different abilities to them. And then some of the treasure cards will be equipment, and the equipments will do like plus whatever, like plus two or plus three or something like that. And that adds to your level. So you everybody starts at level one, and the idea is that you have to beat the creatures that get flipped over from the door cards. And if a card flips over and the creature's level six, then you have to be level seven to beat it. So you gain levels by defeating a monster that goes up a level. You can sell stuff for like 1,000 gold. If you have 1,000 gold to sell, you can go up a level. There's cards that make you go up a level. And then all of your equipment gets you level bonuses. So you could be like a level three and you can have pieces of equipment that can add plus five, and then you'll be an eight. That kind of thing. But, it goes pretty quick until you get to, until people get to the level 9 spot. Cause if you hit level 10, you're done and you win. Once you hit level 9, if you're trying to fight a creature, then all the other players are trying to make the creature more powerful so you can't defeat it, so that they can get to level 9 and then hit level 10. So, really, really interesting game. It goes by relatively quickly. And, we played two games of that and it was pretty fun. So, I highly suggest it for anybody who's into, and it's very humorous. Like some of the stuff they've got, like there's like the knee pads of Allure or something like that. And it's, basically for a female character, and you can basically tell anyone that's higher level than you to help you. Okay. So, and there's that's like candy hose or something.
I think Jeff and I are on the same page here.
It's weird. It's definitely it's a humorous and unusual game, but it's a
it's
lot
definitely
of fun.
Humorous. Yes.
But yeah, that's it. So Division.
Division.
So I have not heard Jeff talk about Division. So I'm curious to hear what you say, buddy.
It's amazing. It's amazing, right? It's like the best.
No. It's good. I got...
Sure.
I'm trying to think of what the last time I talked about was probably at the beta, I'm guessing. And my opinion hasn't really changed too much. I do think it gets repetitive kind of quickly. I think when you're playing with friends, it's fun. I think when you're playing by yourself, it's extremely boring. I like... It's weird. I like what... Okay. What it does well that I had problems with Destiny, I think it does well. Like, it seems more of a story around it. The missions seem more structured as like a story missions. And at least the story missions do kind of feel a little bit different. But the shooting and the actual, like, minute to minute gameplay of the Division, I don't think is as fun. But I do think it's competent. Like, I do think it's, once you get some good guns, I think it definitely clears up a lot of what I had, the problems with the shooting I had with the game.
Yeah, the gunplay is definitely not as good as Destiny, as in my opinion.
No. And then the weapons itself are not extremely varied, but that's something that Bungie had mastered back in Halo 1. Just a different feeling weapon, every weapon good. Like,
but
there
what
was
the Division
a good
does well,
balance.
The upgrade stuff I love.
Yeah, the upgrade stuff was really cool.
And
yeah,
the
I like
customization
it.
Of your weapons is pretty awesome. Like, I'm constantly changing my scopes and my like mags and shit like that to make it. And every time you change one of those, it feels a little bit different. But the actual like guns themselves, yeah, I know, I see what you mean.
Yeah, they're all samey. So I mean, it's
yeah, but I don't think they're any
and they're
less
unbalanced.
They're not any less samey than Destiny. I mean, Destiny has the same issue. It's got
a lot of those weapons feel very different. I mean, the assault rifle class alone in Destiny, there's three different options for an assault rifle and the way it feels
and that's,
shoots and everything. That's more, I mean, there are different options for assault rifles in this game, but I mean, I think just Destiny showed it off a little bit better, but I think you can do that better in a first person shooter versus a third person shooter. So I think Destiny already starts out with a little bit of an advantage on their side because of that. It's easier for a weapon to feel different in first person than it does in third. So It's kind of
I'm not sure I agree with that either.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's the good thing about a third person is that you have a better view of the gun that you're holding. You know, I mean, it's like, cause you're standing back, you get to see the whole thing. Whereas with, you know, Destiny, you just have the little view in front of you. And then as you, you know, as you fire, it's still, you still get that feeling depending on what weapon you're using. You know, some of the weapons, like the, one of the weapons that I'm using right now in Destiny is almost, it's really hard to control. And it's the only one that I've actually dealt with because, well, it's one of the best weapons I've got in my inventory. So it's like I'm dealing with the stability issues even after putting it on all my equipment, all my upgrades, and still dealing with that. And the many of the other light machine guns that I've used didn't have the same stability issues that I'm having. So the guns definitely feel different in my opinion. And especially, I mean, I don't maybe there's probably not as many variations because like each class of weapon in Destiny has like two or three variations, like you said. Mm-hmm. In Division, there are probably about the same amount of non-heavy weapons. I'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. But each one has several variations as well. So like there's like a few different kinds of shotguns, a few different kinds of pistols, a couple of different assault rifles. Yeah, there's several different snipers. I really feel like there is a lot of, yeah, there's still a lot of variation there, in my opinion.
I just tend to stick with like three that I like and kind of don't sway away from those. Kind of.
Yeah. You go what you're comfortable with. Yeah.
Right. And the thing about it is that like for me, I've had a lot of trouble finding trouble finding the sniper rifle that I want to carry around. So right now I don't even have one. I'm walking around with a submachine gun and a light machine gun.
What level are you at?
30. I'm level 30.
Oh shit. You still haven't found a good sniper rifle?
No, I found good ones, but I find other weapons that have better DPS and on them. And I try and I stick with those.
Gotcha.
Yeah. My ranged weapon right now is a light machine gun. I mean, I don't really have a good ranged weapon. So. I don't know. We'll see. I still need to find a better sniper, a better ranged option, but my close range option is awesome. So I'm not too concerned about that, but the weapons have a lot. I think they have enough variation. I would say it's on par personally for me to Destiny.
Sure. Okay. The other thing I like about it though, in regards to the end game, and Jeff, you're not there yet. You know, you can have a full party chat on PSN. You can have 8 people on right now and everybody's at full level. Everybody's at the highest gear that they can attain at that moment. And even if everybody has similar weapons or similar types of gear, numerically, every character is different. Every character has little differences here and there. Like one may have high DPS and a great chance at, you know, critical damage and everything like that. But another person can have similar weapons, but it's, power is shifted between the different, I guess you can call them elements with the firearms, electronics and stamina and everything. But it's shifted to a different element to where they're better at certain situations. So you can have people with the same exact gear, but proficient in something else completely, which is really a lot different than what Destiny can do. So I think it's something that Massive has built that, again, I mentioned it last time we recorded, that it's very similar to Diablo style, to where everybody can have a lot of the same gear, but based on your build, you could have widely different numbers compared to the person next to you, which is really interesting, and it adds for more customization, and it adds more legs to the in-game. So if you do find yourself doing the same things over and over and over again, where most people, like Jeff specifically, you know, he's the type of guy that if once he starts feeling the repetition, he's at the in-game, there's not much else that he can do. Jeff's going to drop
usually
off.
Usually when I sway off, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to jump off. But this actually, I think, will have more long-term impact for you because of the fact that you can change anything you want at any time. Where in Destiny, you don't have that. You get the best stuff, you keep the best stuff. You don't deviate. And this encourages you to move around a little bit and change your power values and put them in different places. And that's refreshing for a game like this, especially on a console, because we see stuff like this all the time on PC. And we just recently saw Diablo bring it back to the console. And it's just cool to see this style of min-maxing characters to be embraced on a console. So I do enjoy that out of most of anything, being someone in the end game. I appreciate that the most, despite the, you know, kind of a lot of the glaring issues the game still has and everything.
When does the update come with, like, the first raid and stuff like that? That's, is that this month or April?
Sometime in April, yeah. Sometime in April.
So now there's also incursions, and incursions are going to be kind of like strikes, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Strikes and or raid type, you know, raid type missions. We're not really sure. They haven't, you know, divulged very much information on this topic, but they just said they're coming and gave us kind of like a brief overview of, you know, this is strong on team building. It's strong on difficulty, and you can get set armor from it. And they're also going to be instituting a new number for us to track called what is it, like gear item or a
I think
gear
it's just
value.
Gear armor, gear value or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically the minimum requirement is 160. If I can remember that correctly. And what, our good friend of the show, Omer, and I were talking about earlier today was that, it's probably, taken into account the 6 pieces of actual wearable gear, not counting your weapons. So, cause including your weapons, it's 9 total, but the 6 gear pieces that you equip and the average level. So, oh, not the average level, but the addition of all the levels. So if you have 6 pieces of level 30 gear, your gear armor value is going to be 180. So you will meet the requirement for 160. So people who are not fully purpled or golded out, they can still hit that 160 mark and start going for the set pieces. That's what we are kind of assuming that number is. And as your character, as they increase the level cap and the level cap gets higher, the gear item value is going to get higher. So that gear value to enter certain missions is going to raise itself. That's kind of what we're assuming that number is. So it could be, it could not be.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see, I guess.
Find out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. I just don't know if I'll even get to end game. I plan to. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. As long as once you start doing the like story missions, it's not
yeah.
that long.
It's not
yeah,
really.
It's, yeah, I mean, I was done. I was level 30 before I even got to the last story mission. I think I was actually like 2 story missions, but I also did all the side quests and everything. So, I mean, I was going pretty completionist with it. But you know, you can also jump on other people's teams and power level. So that's a thing.
Very
like
quickly too.
I think I was with Omer and a couple other people as a level like 8 or something like that. I don't remember what level I was, but I jumped into their game. They're level 30. They're doing a side quest. The side quest gets you like 75,000 experience, and I went up a full level. So.
Yeah, I tried doing
quest,
that,
so.
But I didn't like doing that because it's no fun.
It's yeah,
you
it's really
in, like,
boring.
One shot.
Yeah,
like,
you get killed, and
not fun at all.
You're a hindrance. You're not helping.
The team at all.
and that's the thing. It's like I could only do it for so long, and I was like, yeah, I'm tired of being useless. You know, I just want to go actually do something. But I will say that with the end game stuff, not really impressed with it
right now.
Yeah, I'm not really impressed with it. It's pretty light. You get 2 daily missions every day, and then there's the challenge mission, which the challenge missions are just dumb. I mean, they're not fun at all.
They
it's
are
like,
okay.
Go ahead.
They are dumb, and a lot of those enemies are super super bullet spongy. Like it's bad. It really is, and it's led to a couple specific nights that were super frustrating. But at the end of the day, when your team is working together and burning through one of these level 32 challenge missions, like the teamwork is so good. It's when it's incorporated correctly and your team is steadily running through the mission, it's a really, really good feeling. So the game does 4-player co-op really, really, really well. And I do enjoy. I get very mad at the challenge mode. I really do, but that's becoming my favorite part. Like if people are out on D, if I come into the party late and everybody's in the DZ, oh, we're full. We can't, you know, and I'm by myself. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But if people are doing the challenge mode, I'm like a little aggravated at myself for not going on, getting online earlier and everything. Because that's right now my favorite part. I'm always looking for challenge mode.
It certainly is not my favorite part.
It's. Because
everything's
like this,
a bullet sponge, man. Everything
is
a bullet
sponge.
It is.
It gets really, really frustrating. But there's something about taking a really, really difficult challenge and succeeding in that challenge with a team of you and 3 other people that just dug deep and just beat it, man. And it's I love feelings like that. It's probably why I love as frustrating as I get with video games like this or like Dark Souls, you know, something that's just brutally hard. The sense of accomplishment is just something that makes me really, really it just makes me feel good as a gamer. So it's just something that I really, really shoot for. It's why I like the, you know, Bloodborne and the Souls series. It's why I like these really hard challenge modes. And it's just, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's the best part of the game for me. All even right, though it pisses me off really bad.
Yeah, I like the daily hard missions. So, but yeah, it's a good game. I'm looking forward to more content, see what else is going on in it.
Yeah, I haven't dove into any kind of season pass or anything like that yet, so.
Yeah. I would say, yeah,
ironically, I haven't either. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a season pass either, but I would say, Jeff, that, you know, get to 30, finish the story missions, get to 30, do some of the end game stuff and see what you think of it. And, you know, just go from there. That's kind of my thought.
Probably what I'll do. There's a lot of stuff coming out now too, so I don't really want to lock myself into Division.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real quick, Chris, did you find the hidden epilogue after you beat the last mission?
The side mission that's all the way at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Division agent is kind of going through some...
I'm assuming that, yes.
Information? Yes.
I'm assuming yes, you did. Okay. I was just curious because it seemed very easy to miss if you weren't paying attention.
I guess it could be, but it's like every time I started up the game, my GPS pointed me there. So I was finally like, fuck, all right, fine, I'll do it. And, you know,
see, it never showed up on...
Really?
On my map. It never did.
Oh,
I had to actually,
I went through my,
cause I collected all the intel and did all the missions. So my board is completely clear.
Nice.
And I'm went ahead and I scrolled through the mission list to see all the check marks. Cause I just wanted to have a feeling of accomplishment. And I was scrolling down and then at the end, I passed through one thing that wasn't checked and I looked and I saw it there and I looked on a map. Nothing was there. So then when I clicked on it, it GPS to it and I found it. So I actually found it in a very odd manner. So it can be easily missable somehow. I don't know how it became something that never showed up on my map, but just so people, if you've beaten and you haven't gotten an epilogue that kind of like did a twist tie on this current storyline, you're missing something. You need to go back on your mission list and check it out.
Yeah. There is a final echo. Let's put it that way. Every time I started up the game, my GPS was already pointing at it, trying to get me to go there.
Okay.
That was interesting. But, yeah, that's it. Anything else?
Played some Zelda HD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was Zelda. It's HD. Twilight Princess.
All right.
And it looks
all
right.
Did you buy that? Did you buy that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because I never beat it the first time, and I doubt I'll beat it the second time.
Okay, since you brought that up, let me ask this question. Are either of you, well, actually, I don't think you have a Wii U. Do you, Travis?
No, I don't.
Okay. Jeff, are you planning on getting Star Fox?
I was absolutely no at the beginning, but once I saw the new footage where it looks like they changed a lot of shit, I'm interested. If it's good, I'll wait for reviews for it. Why?
I may get it, and the main reason is because there is a two-player option where one person controls the ship and the other controls the turret, the gun.
Yeah.
It seems like that's really the only way that you're going to be able to play that game effectively without running into stuff every 3 seconds. So, I'm not too keen on the control scheme of that game. I mean, I want to try it first, but it doesn't seem like the best game design, in my opinion.
No. So one person flies the ship, and then one person does the shooting, correct?
Vertical. Yeah. So that's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a huge fight in the making.
Well, I mean, I would just let my son do whatever he wanted, and I would do the other. So, but the idea is that you're supposed to, have you heard about this, Travis? The idea is that you control the ship with the sticks, and then you control the gun with the motion controls on the gamepad.
I'm sorry. Did you say, am I interested in Star Fox? Hell fucking no. If that's how you control that shit.
That is how you do it. Yeah. You control the game with the stick and I'm sorry, the ship with the stick and the gun with the motion controls of the gamepad and the screen of the gamepad is showing you where the gun is pointing. So
that
you have to pay
awful.
Attention. It does, right? So you have to point, you have to, make sure that the gun is pointing at the right, you know, at the enemy and fire
and
using
up and
yeah.
See
so you're
is.
Constantly going back and forth between the screens.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, it does. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, you know what, listeners? If you guys have a comment about that, send it in. I want to hear. but yeah, that's how that game's supposed to work. All right, cool. We are a half an hour in. Do we want to break or we want to keep going?
Well, how many news things do we have? Let's get at least a couple news things out of the way, and then we'll take a break. Let's get these two, the first two big ones. We'll get go through those. Or you want to do the smaller ones?
I say we just keep going.
I'm going to need a break at some point, because I'm going to need to pee.
Okay.
Let's just burn through the news. Let's just burn through it.
I have a feeling we're not going to burn through the second one, but yeah, we can.
Nah, we will. We'll kill it.
Go ahead, Travis. Take it.
Sure. PlayStation VR gets a $500 bundle with a camera, two Move controllers, and a game. And also, we just got an announcement that there will be a headset only
bundle. Well, we had that announcement already. That was the $400
one. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That happened today, but we have not talked about it. That's why I'm bringing it up right now.
Okay. Well, yes. I have the camera and I have Move controllers. So if I get it, I'll be getting just the headset anyways. But I like this bundle because this bundle is actually a really good value for what you're getting, considering.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Well, we get screwed. It's $700 here. So
yeah, that's
no
messed up,
VR
dude.
For me unless someone wants to be really nice to me on Christmas. But yeah, that's way too expensive.
You can't buy it over here and then have it shipped your way.
That'll probably cost just as much. It's because our dollar sucks so much. So even if I did buy it for $4.99, it would still probably work out to almost the same price anyway.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
But, we haven't really discussed this. I mean, this is the cheapest VR in the market officially. So, I mean,
it is, yeah. And I completely expect, like, within a week of it being released, there's going to be drivers or something that you can get it to run on PC as well. So I think it's the way to go. I don't necessarily think you need to have screens that are better resolution than 1080p on a VR device right now. I think they did a good job. Because the other VR devices have a higher resolution. They're like 2160 by something.
Yeah,
something
they're
like
crazy
that.
Resolution. Yeah.
And I'm just thinking,
but realistically, though, if you don't have the stuff you need for it, it's not that much cheaper than an Oculus Rift.
It depends on.
Because you need the camera for sure. So that's $60.
The same argument could be pushed back and say, well, if you don't have the computer you need for it, then you'd have to go out and get a better computer for your Rift.
True. But then we'd have to say, what if you don't have a PS4? You can't really put that
in. A PS4 is cheaper than a computer that's gonna use the
But let's just assume people have what you need to have for it, or at least somewhere to it.
Jeff's kind of right, too.
The what? I'm cutting out?
No,
we're both right.
You're both right, man.
So it's kind of like it's still the actual for what you're actually buying, it's probably about $75 cheaper for what you actually get, which is just fine. It's still going to be the cheapest one.
Yeah.
And probably going to have the most stuff on it at launch anyway as well.
I would think so. I think that there's probably quite a few things that are going to come out for it. So we'll see. I'm interested. So there you go.
Like I said, if anyone wants to buy me something for Christmas, love everybody.
I don't make that much money. I'm sorry.
I know. I emailed Tanya. I'm like, hey, you might want to start saving up for my Christmas gift now. She's like, what? And I sent her a picture. She just kind of laughed. She's like,
I can see it.
I did try the Gear VR for the first time this weekend, actually.
Oh, how'd that go?
My father-in-law has one. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be what you get from these things, but it gives you the right general idea for a lot cheaper. I think it's $140 or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. You just drop your phone in there and you're good.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was kind of cool. Yeah.
Have you seen Google Cardboard?
No, I haven't tried it yet, but.
Yeah. It's the same concept. Yeah. It's literally the same concept, but it's like super cheap. They actually had one that was like, I think they were actually marketing one that was like $2. plus shipping.
Oh wow.
And so you got like a Google Cardboard, had a couple, it was just cardboard and a couple lenses in it. And you drop your phone in there and there you go. So.
And $2 is the high end. That's like really high dollar stuff right there.
It was really good.
There's a $30, really there's a 30 cent one. There's a 30 cent one, Jeff, that's like right up your alley.
That'd be perfect.
But $2, this go
made
all
of,
out, man.
It's made of notebook paper.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just don't get it wet. Just don't get it wet.
That's right.
You're done.
That's right.
You're out that $2.
Well, I'm not going snorkeling with it anymore. That was my initial plan.
All right. What's next?
Sony. They might be doing the same thing. You know, a couple weeks ago, Microsoft or Phil Spencer said at GDC that MS is looking to maybe possibly bring out another SKU of an Xbox One that'd be more powerful.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay, that's like actually GDC. News to me. So,
or no, it was before GDC. It's when they had their they had some kind of event. It was a Windows and Microsoft Windows and Xbox event, but it was mostly Windows. they talked about how they wanted to, you know, it's on our Facebook page, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, they came out, it was a few weeks before this broke, but they said that they're thinking of, or they're like looking into iterations of hardware that could be better, but not fully like a new console or whatever. So then Sony, during GDC, people overheard people talking, devs talking about a new PlayStation 4, which should have like a better graphics processor, support 4K and such. And people started looking at this, and it looks more and more like it could be true. It could be called the PS4K, because they want to get 4K in there. But mind you, caveat, this is 4K video. It's not going to be for games. If the PS4 or Xbox is going to be for games, that shit's going to be like $1,000. Because high-end PCs can't even do 4K games at 30 frames a second right now. Like, unless you're paying like top, top dollar, like the best graphics cards.
And we'll only get three games that fit 4K.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be stuff like Peggle. It'll be like Peggle 4K and like Tetris 4K and shit like that. I don't know, man. What do you guys think? And also, Wall Street Journal broke something too. They're the ones who broke that it's called the PS4K, and they might be announcing it actually before the PlayStation VR comes out, because one of the touting points for it is going to be that it's going to make VR better.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a 4K bundle that comes with it. So, you know, guess how much that would be, but, yeah, I'm okay with this as long as they both run the same games.
Well, they will. They both, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say they both would. Sony hasn't said anything yet, but the reports say it would play PlayStation 4 games, regardless. But of course, the newer version would, of course, run them much better.
Right.
So that's where it's kind of.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that. As long as they both run the same games. You know, if they start going the Nintendo route where there are games that only work on the more advanced system, then that's kind of bullshit, you know? Cause
that's
you're basically segmenting your market now. And, you know, I just don't think, and either Sony or Microsoft could get away with that. I think both of them need to stick to the premise that this is the architecture. This is the system. You make a game. It'll run better on this machine than it will on this one. And that's fine. I don't have any desire to buy a 4.5 or a 4K right now. So I guess it really depends
on
how they do.
But would you be more inclined to now you come into the territory of like we're gamer enthusiasts basically. Like we want to play the best shit, especially on consoles. If they start doing stuff like, well, here comes fucking Uncharted 5, it's going to be 900p, 30 frames a second on PS4, but it's going to be 1080p, 60 frames a second on PS4K. Is that going to be more of enough reason for you to upgrade? For me, I would say yes, it would be. And that's where my issue comes.
For me, it probably wouldn't be. I mean, I honestly really don't think it would be. It would have to be more than that. One game is not going to push me over the edge.
Well, no. I was using that as an example. Obviously, it wouldn't be one game. It would be every game. Every game from the moment that console releases, every game will be better on that console.
Sure.
Like, no matter what. So it's like, especially because the architecture is with these, they're based like PCs. So it's just like, yeah, they'll just do one scaled down version for the older ones, and then they'll have the newer ones that'll pump up like, you know, what it should be, I guess. My thing comes with, it better have some kind of upgrade thing. Because if it's just going to be, here's a new PS4, here's a new Xbox One, and here's another $300 to $400, and that's it? I'd be like, well, no. Like, that sucks, because now I feel like we're getting screwed on value, because a console life cycle should be at least 5 years where you know you're getting the best you possibly can on that console. Not if you go somewhere else and get it on PC, but I don't like the idea of being like, well, I just spent $300 on this thing. Not even 3 years later, they're already talking about having a new hardware rendition come out that's going to be better.
And that's part of the issue, right? So, I mean, for me, it's like, this is my main issue with this. And again, as I said, as long as the same games play on both, I'm okay. This seems like, I don't want to call it laziness, but that's kind of what it feels like. It's like, so PS3, 360, those games every year, they looked better and better and better.
Yeah,
and
they definitely did.
Developers doing different techniques.
Yeah,
to get
you
more
compare
out
Last
of, the
of
hardware.
Us to Uncharted 1. It's like night and day. It looks like a different console.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like now they're just like, oh well, let's just not do the work. Let's just put out another console, and we'll just say that, you know, if you want it to look better, you got to get a better console. That's kind of what it feels like.
I think they're getting pressure from the developers too, though, because I think. They are definitely underpowered compared to last generation. Like they, like when last generation came out, it was looking better
the jump,
than PC.
The jump
shit.
Wasn't huge from 3
it
to
was
4.
Not huge. No, exactly.
Yeah, we know that. We know
and
that.
Then so I think they know that now because they wanted to hit like a decent price point. And I'm like, well, shit. Well, we don't want to announce a new console. That'll just be dumb. And they, I think they kind of want to go the cell phone market where it's like, and that brings up the whole thing about the.
Well, it's more of the Apple model.
It's more of the Apple model.
I mean, obviously, it's not every year you're going to get a new PS4, but it's
every three or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that as long as they have a thing in place where maybe they'll have to think about bringing back that subscription-based service where it's like you pay PS Plus plus, let's say, $25 a month or something like that. But the second a new iteration of the PlayStation or the Xbox comes out, you can trade up and get it.
So you're leasing a console, basically.
Exactly. Or if they add some kind of trade-in thing through the retailers and say, hey, you bring in your old console, you get $200 off the new one or something like that. Something that's like a substantial discount, not just like, we're going to give you $60 or $80. Like, that's not going to. And I will be pissed if come E3, these things get announced, and if there's no upgrade path you can take whatsoever, and it's just like, here they are. PS4 and Xbox One are now $199.99, and these are going to be $399.99 or $499, wherever the hell they're going to be. I will be legitimately upset. I'll be like, really? After not even 3 years? Like, and you're going to make me pay that much more money? Because, like, I'm going to be that guy. Like, I don't want to be sitting there being like, well, now I'm fine being that guy by not PC gaming and being like, consoles are what I want to do. But now having the option on consoles to have a better version. Like a much better version of something, because I don't think this is going to be a small. It'll be about probably as equal as you jump from PS3 to PS4, PS4 to PS4.5, 4K, whatever you want to call it. That's going to be pretty big, I think. And it's going to be, I'll be sitting there being like the entire time being like, motherfucker, like 3 years later, and I'm not paying the best version of, like Last of Us 2, I'm not getting the real version here on a console. Whereas that's what I liked about console stuff. I'm like, fuck it. I have no other choice, but this is the best I can possibly get on this console. And that might change. So fuck you guys.
True.
It's all about me.
Yeah,
so this is true. And you know what the best part about this is, guys? We live in a social network. And there are other people with opinions like us on this topic that had a lot of things to say about this exact thing. From our Facebook page, we had Nate Shepard say, I just hope it doesn't end up being like the new 3DS, you know? By all means, take advantage of the newer hardware, but don't make it a necessity to play new games
right after it's released.
Yeah.
I think that upgraded or even upgradable consoles should be the norm in the next few years. Designers are so caught up in making it small and visually appealing that they can't take advantage of better hardware. Sure, we probably won't have a liquid-cooled console anytime soon, but they should indefinitely better for the same cost if size and appearance didn't matter. Would you be willing to buy external upgrades at the expense of looking nice next to the TV? I would without thinking twice, and external upgrades would allow you to hide them when you have company as well. Who are we joking? We're not going to hide our external drives and
mine just
shit
sitting
like that
there.
People come over. Yeah, it'll just hang there. Yeah. Who are we kidding? But yeah, no, he hits kind of like all the key points, especially, you know, Chris was saying.
Yeah. My the one thing that would get me right now is that if I do get, you know, I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this or not, but my hope is to get a new place this year. And if I do get a new place, then, you know, it's going to have a basement and I'm going to have a game room in the basement. Well, right now my PS4 doubles as my Blu-ray player. So it's very possible that that would stay on my main TV,
my living room TV
as the Blu-ray player, and then get another, I could get the 4K for the downstairs or for the basement TV. So that's something that I will have to look at as we get closer, because I could also make the argument, well, shit, I can go to Best Buy and get a Blu-ray player for $100. Why am I going to buy another PS4? Right. So it's, you know, I got to weigh my options and think about it that way, because, you know, on one side, I understand why they're doing it. On the other, I kind of feel like it's lazy and it's a little kind of bullshit. So, you know, well, it's just one of those things. I'll have to see what happens.
Okay. Well, Oates, also known as He Who Eats a Lot of Dicks, posted something. Yes. On there, he said, what motivation would Sony have to split the market, especially with such a huge step with VR coming already? Specified for what they have already. So
I mean, that's a good point. It's a crazy pivot with them quote unquote in the lead. Like, it's a weird pivot, right? Like, to make this kind of, I mean, they didn't make the announcement, but for this to be a rumor, and if this does turn out to be true, and this is Patrick Klepek, and he's kind of released some rumors out before that ended up being true. So, you know, he kind of knows how to do this, and do it correctly with sources. So, I mean, if he's right on this, it's a mind scratching pivot. Well,
there's actually someone else who posted in Facebook. I don't have it in front of me now. In the same thread, because Marcus brings up that, like, with such a huge step with VR coming, that they've already spec'd for what they have already. And this listener reader said that he thinks that they didn't actually have it specified for the PS4, that it was actually for more powerful hardware, but because they want to push VR, that's why they're doing this. That's why they have this this more powerful console coming, to make VR what they actually wanted it to be. But they had to market it towards PS4 users, because that would look fucking awful if they're like, check out our VR machine, that's not going to work that great with PS4, but it'll work great with our new console coming out. So, right. There's a little bit of conversation there. Of course, it's all speculation and conjecture.
Saying it that way, though, it does add to your point of what you were saying earlier about this now turning into a $500 purchase into a possible $1,000 purchase.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
If that's what they're going to end up doing.
It ends up being that, yeah. Especially if like PS4's VR like underperforms, like not in quality, but just like in pure performance.
I know what you mean, like in terms of, you like, know what I'm saying? What, like, how it actually if it, does.
If it's like a visual rate. Difference, like they can't, because they're Sony had a article where they or an article went out about Sony regarding a comment they made to developers of VR saying that it has to be in 120 frames per second. Has
it's got to run at 60, but yeah. Like, yeah, dual 60. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
so that'll bring down the graphics quite a bit.
What if that's a problem for the PS4 to handle, and it does mess with the performance, in this new console, I mean, that's a huge deal.
One good thing that Sony has, though, is because of the price, they could probably get that in the hands of more people, even just a demo. Like a demo level, like, well, I think we talked about it briefly. Like, you know, send trucks around, go to like the big cities, you know, demo the shit.
Yeah.
Like I tried Gear VR, and even when I tried Oculus Rift for the first time, I didn't play anything that crazy. It was just a simple like roller coaster sim, stuff like that, and that got the point across to me. So I think more people have a chance to try out PlayStation VR. They don't need to have that crazy graphical like fucking shit in their face to prove it. I think that's one thing they might have going for them, is that more people might try it, and they might not need to have that kind of graphical push, but yeah, I don't know. As long as they don't touch the other ones, who knows, right? Because but I don't know.
Cool.
I'm all interested.
Right. Let's keep going.
Dustin Collins, I did reply to this. I see where he's coming from. I just do not agree with this at all. He says, I wish they'd just make it modular like a PC. Let me buy components for it. Don't treat it like a Mac. Then at that point, I say just go into PC gaming.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You basically are getting yourself into PC gaming at that point. So it's hard to defend that. I mean, I understand.
Here's your answer, Dustin. Get a computer.
I understand.
You
making
sent that on a computer. You already have one, so just right. Go with it.
I understand having add-ons, but add-ons have never been successful, so it's hard to keep it. I think that the right way to do it. The one that I think did it mildly successful is the 64's like little RAM cartridge that you can put in.
Right.
And the only reason that did well is because it came with the games. It was a little bit extra to buy it, but
yeah, like 20 bucks more or something.
Right. And I think that they could do something like that again, but instead of doing it where you buy it with the game, you buy the game and then the game has a voucher or something like that to get X amount off of the add-on or something like that. So you only have to get it. You only have to do it once. So that was kind of
also
my thought,
the games that use it on N64 were like killer apps. You're like Perfect Dark. Like that was like one of the first ones. And that's just like, everyone's going to buy that shit.
Yep. Cool. What's up?
Yep,
what else?
Yep. Grand Theft Auto 6 is in production. GTA Tokyo was considered by Rockstar. The title is yet to officially be announced, and the source couldn't talk about the location the game would be set in, but apparently Rockstar is making a Grand Theft Auto 6, and even though they did consider Tokyo or other places outside of American territories, it just seems that it's just something they're starting, maybe even just concept art and early script writing. But Grand Theft Auto 6 is in development in some small scale. But what does that say about Red Dead Redemption, really? That's like the bigger story. For me, when I read that, that's the bigger story for me. Like, so there's no Red Dead Redemption, or has...
Well, we're taking this as like also a... Again, this is just rumor and speculation.
Yeah, that's
as well.
The thing. It's like, take it with a grain of salt. We're not going to know anything until they come out and confirm.
Until they come out and say anything, yeah. Because there's been some rumblings, but more Red Dead stuff lately, too.
But preliminary work. Like, that's the key quote in this news article. Like, they are... They're sitting in a boardroom with a bunch of writers and are discussing the direction of the game. That is what's happening.
See, I think Red Dead's way past that.
You think so?
I think Red Dead, if it's happening, is going to be within the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
It's been too long. Because
technically, right
five.
Now with Grand Theft Auto 5, they've just been treating the online stuff. So all they have is a live team.
Pretty much.
Probably a large team, but it's just a live team, just focusing on online additions, features, and balancing. That's it. Mm-hmm. So there has to be another full set of skilled individuals in that office that are doing something else. And it just, you know, and it makes sense. Because if this is, you know, GTA's in preliminary work, maybe people were pushed over after their work on Red Dead was done and moved on to something else like this. I don't know. We'll see.
Your news.
I just want Red Dead, dude. I just want
that's
Red
all
Dead.
I want to, man.
God damn.
I don't care about either. Sorry.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Yeah,
that's another one of
person.
Those things. Chris saying that is like mind-blowingly difficult for me to understand. On
did
par
you,
with,
you tried
on par,
Red Dead, right?
On par with Jason not liking Uncharted. I just don't understand the concept based off of the reasoning you gave me. It's like, it doesn't make sense. No, it's good.
why doesn't it make sense?
It's so good, Chris.
I know.
It's really great.
I just can't. I don't know. There's no sense of progression to me. And that's what gets me. It wears out pretty quick.
It's about the tail.
I don't care about the tail.
You didn't beat Grand Theft Auto 5. You didn't play Grand Theft Auto 5, did you?
5. No, I did not play 5.
Oh, okay. I will that's the only Grand Theft Auto game I've ever beat, so I don't know if that says anything.
Yeah, dude, 5's good.
And the only other Rockstar game I beat was Red Dead Redemption. So.
Right. Well, let's put an asterisk next to that.
Well,
you did
a few missions for me. You got me through Mexico.
I played one third of it.
Did I lose you guys?
No, you're back now.
Whoa.
You're back now.
That was crazy. All right.
but yeah, technically I beat that game. Well, a third of that game for you.
Oh, well, you didn't do all of Mexico. You did like 3 missions.
Nah, I did like more like, I don't know, all of them.
No, that was halfway through Mexico. Because I had to get bored of Mexico to be like, fuck it, you finish Mexico for me. So I must have done at least 15 Mexico missions and you probably did another 15. Because that part was way too long.
No, man, I really do remember you saying, hey, dude, just got the Mexico.
No. You go back, listen to some fast into shit, people. Look up. I was like, yeah, Mexico's kind of boring.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
It picks up steam toward
the
end.
Talk about your Destiny April update.
Chris, you want to take this one?
No, I don't, because I'm going to who gives a shit it.
Wow.
Go ahead,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my
Go
God.
Ahead.
There's a Prison of Elders. There's 335 Light. There's all this the little bit of stuff happening. Oh, my God. You're going to who gives a shit this?
You're goddamn
really?
Right.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What? Okay. Okay.
I'm hoping you are, too. Please tell me you are. And
Jesus
you're not just, okay.
Christ. No, because this is a gesture. This is a gesture. This is a I'm sorry by Bungie. They're not making us pay for this. This is free. This is...
We're not going to make you
not
pay.
A lot.
We're not going to make for you pay for the stuff you've already got. Thanks. Thanks, Bungie. Thanks.
This is half of the Crota expansion that we paid $20 for. You realize that, right? The amount of content that's in here is half of the Crota expansion.
It's
free.
It's all advancing stuff we already have.
I know. And I get that. And I appreciate the truthfulness in your comment. But it's free.
But
I'm
But
I'm glad it's free, but it is not going to make me go back to Destiny right now. Really? There's nothing new.
What if that gear is really sweet looking?
I don't know. If you guys go back and play Destiny, I will come on and I will play Destiny. But right now, it's like I don't. It doesn't really matter to me. It's not.
I was not expecting that. You blew my mind just now.
I seriously was hoping that you were building up to who gives a shitting it with me because wow. I am not impressed with this at all. This was not impressive at all.
But I mean, this wasn't even
they
planned.
Raised the max light.
Like,
okay,
we knew there was going to be an up.
Planned.
Yeah, because they realized everyone left and started playing Division.
You're goddamn right. Exactly. You're goddamn right. And they haven't done anything since the Taken King.
This is true.
So give me some shit for free, but you're giving me the same shit I've already got.
There's also a full update coming along with this that we haven't even received patch notes yet. So there's further improvements that we don't even know yet.
Okay, listen. So there is the whole point of them doing the pay real money for bullshit was to give us free stuff. And they haven't given us any free stuff. And they still haven't because all they did is turn some dials and adjust some numbers on the shit we've already got.
I get it.
So yeah,
I do.
Who gives a shit?
I am not
impressed.
you were scorned. All right.
Oh,
you were
scorned. I wasn't
scorned.
I really wasn't scorned.
No, you were.
Scorned.
You were. Bungie hurt what they did. I just don't think this was a good update. But I'm being serious. I'm not joking. Like you're more hurt than I am about the situation. Because you're not willing to look back.
What do you hurt?
Because you don't have Stockholm syndrome, Chris.
What are you hurt by?
Exactly.
No. Seriously, Travis, I'm asking you this question. What are you hurt by?
No, it's just the way they did it. The way they said their model's going to be, and how it completely they caked their pants basically with this model, and they didn't have anything prepared except for these little small events. So
yeah. I don't feel scorned by it. I don't care. I mean, it's like they're full of shit. I mean, that's annoying.
Absolutely, that's the thing. But like a friend lied to us. It's like a friend stabbed us in the back.
Yeah, but should we
be
surprised?
It's going to take more than a couple strikes.
Be surprised?
It's going to take more than a couple strikes to win back Chris Riccio's love.
No, if it was actual new content, I would be interested, but this is just the same stuff. You go back to Prison of Elders. That's great. Prison of Elders could be extremely frustrated at times, you know? So what did they do? They changed a few strikes again. So all they're doing is repurposing stuff that we've already got. So it just doesn't, it's not enough to bring me back. What will bring me back is if everybody starts playing it again and I'll jump in and I'll play too. I am not excited about this at all. There's nothing exciting in this update.
I can find a few things.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I want to point this out. Let's say we start playing this, all right? Because I promise you, if we start playing this, Jeff, we are not going to hear the end of this shit. Because within the first day, everybody will be at least 321 and Travis will be like, fuck this shit, it's gonna be forever to get to 320. I have three characters, it took me like 1,735
whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And it's gonna be a quest for 335. It's like I stopped later than a lot of people, and I was 315, 316, and Travis just kept going. He was the only one who got to 320.
Wow.
So, Chris.
You know I'm right, wrong. Dude. You're I know wrong. You're goddamn right. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. No.
And I actually when I stopped playing, and Travis kept going to try and get to that 320. He was like, "Gotta get to that 320, Chris." And I'm like, "Yeah." And when they, as soon as they raise the light level, the first day I'll be over 320. So anyway, I'm sticking with my original comment, which is, "Who gives a shit?"
And that's news, ladies and gents.
Well, there's a couple more things that you might have
hit me. What Xbox things did we forget?
Xbox, well, if it was anything Xbox, you'd definitely not talk about it.
Oh, that was good.
You say it was good, but it's the truth. If it I don't is, bring up an Xbox, it's, it never right. gets mentioned.
You're right.
It never gets
Which,
mentioned.
Example, did you guys talk about the whole cross-platform
Oh, yeah,
play
we,
crossed, stuff?
We talked about
it. We did.
That.
We did
talk
we
about
can
that
talk
with,
about it more,
I'm guessing
though.
With Pete.
Yeah,
we no, can nothing, talk about nothing's it more, been, though. Nothing's been brought up for that stuff
yeah.
yet.
One of the things that I was saying that, they are talking more about that, and they're saying that it may or may not happen, but I really think that this is going to take one of them extending an olive branch to the other, and I definitely feel like the Xbox would be the one to do that first, because I really think that Phil Spencer is the kind of person that would do that, whereas Sony may not necessarily do the same thing.
Oh, they have no reason to.
Right. That's true, too. They have no reason to. But the big question that I have is, what if there's underlying speculation on either side that we don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that there's no way that they're going to be able to come to terms with each other. So we'll see what happens. I think that if anybody is going to do, compromising, it's going to be, on the Xbox side, on Microsoft's side, and mm-hmm. not necessarily because Sony is in the lead, but because I think Phil Spencer would be willing to do it regardless.
Yeah. I don't think it hurts either of them, regardless of what happens.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And the guys, what's it called? Psyonix did say that they have it figured out. They legit said. So, which means that in their office, they have them working together. So.
Yeah.
We could do
I mean, it.
It
wouldn't be that difficult. It's a matter of having a translator on the top, basically. I mean, the code that grabs the data that's coming in, as long as you can make it lightweight enough and it doesn't create any latency, you just have a translator that says, okay, this is coming from Microsoft to Sony. And both pieces of network code are interacting with the translator instead of interacting with each other. And then the language is the same and they can figure out the translations underneath the covers. So. I hope that made sense. I was trying to make it.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, basically,
bottom line,
just
it can be done.
Yeah,
it's just
can
come
be
down
done.
To
absolutely
the, yeah.
can be done. Yeah.
But yes, yeah, the other thing was Evolution Studios. Unfortunately, was shut down.
Yeah, that's a shame.
The
so
guys
now,
who did
what I
Drive
think is
Club
unusual and... about this is that this is kind of bullshit in my opinion. So Microsoft closed down Lionhead. Sony has like a job fair for the Lionhead people, and then they close down their
Evolution.
Evolution. And it's like, wait, so what? You know,
Evolution's based out of Europe too, aren't
is
they?
It, is Evolution underneath the Sony umbrella? It is, right?
Yeah, it is. They're owned by Sony.
So that's unusual to me. It's like, we're going to reach out and help this team from, you know, from a competitor. But, oh, this team over here that's under our umbrella is about to fall. What are we doing for them? You know?
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
That was the first thing that came to mind. When
I didn't
saw
think
that.
About that. I totally forgot about that shit. But it sucks because I thought like Drive Club was actually doing decent now and with Oculus, with PlayStation VR coming out.
Yeah, because
I was like, I
could have
sworn they had a game, but then I realized, no, it's Gran Turismo Sport or whatever it's called.
Oh,
that's what was announced for it.
That's right.
Not Drive Club. So I was like, well that kind of sucks. Yep. Yeah, it just shows you if you screw up a couple times, you're kind of screwed. Unless you're independent.
Nope.
No, that's it. Those are the only things I remember at the top of my head.
All right. Well, we're almost done then. So let's blast through new releases and then we'll end the show. So, let's see. Next week or this week, since it's Monday, Adrift is coming out for PC. Lucky Tale, Darknet, Adventure Time, Magic Man's Head Games. All of those
are
for PC. Let's see what else. Chronicles of Teddy, Harmony of Exodus, and that is coming out for PS4 and Wii U. Knights of Azure is coming for PS4. MLB The Show is coming for PS4. Resident Evil 6, the remake, is coming for PS4 and Xbox. Pathfinder Adventures. Ah, that's a mobile game. Not one that I usually would mention, but I said the title before I read the platforms. Nightcry is coming for PC. Pixel Cross, which is coming for Wii U. My Nintendo Picross, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. That's for 3DS. Miitomo, which is the mobile game that Nintendo put out, is coming out for all mobile platform. Well, I'm sorry, Apple and Android mobile platforms. And then Strike Bold, a dodgeball adventure, is coming out for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. And that is your new release list. Did I miss anything, Travis?
Yeah, what? Since I'm the Xbox guy here, and apparently if I don't say anything on Xbox, nothing gets said. Quantum Break is actually out next week as well. Pretty big.
Quantum Break,
Quantum Break missed the list.
Quantum Break is next week. We are doing releases for tomorrow.
But we're not releasing till Wednesday. Okay, guys, you're doing next. Okay,
Quantum
okay,
Break touche, is on the touche. Next show, sir.
That is true.
It is April 5th. Quantum Break's coming out on April 5th, by the way.
It is.
Oh, but
realistically,
okay.
Yeah, it's coming out April 5th. It's not coming out tomorrow.
Wow.
All right, I'll let that one slide. I
want to know.
I love you, Jeff. I'm not
going to
screw you over on Quantum Break. I'm actually interested in that fucking game.
I really want to know what was going through Jeff's head when he truly believed that you purposely left off Quantum Break. I want to hear
Chris,
the monologue.
I don't think he would have purposely left it off. I just figured he just didn't see it or something, or just that's why I made the joke of fit in with the last comment.
Yeah, it's there. It's just on next week.
Chris did miss the Telltale release of the week. March 29th, we get Michonne, The Walking Dead, Episode 2. So,
and that's exactly why I asked that question, because the episodes of the Telltale games are never listed.
They're never on there.
Cool. All right. So, next week, let me see. Do we have any emails?
I do not see any emails.
So next week, what we are doing is we're the same feature that we've had for the past 3 weeks, which is basically, scandalous women in games and whether or not it's offending. So if you guys have comments on that, please send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com, or send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337. Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, and Indus Geoff.
As G-E-O-F-F.
Facebook.
Geoff.
Google Plus. Steam. Stitcher. YouTube. Twitch. Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. And that is it, I believe. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. Quantum Break, dude.
Quantum Break's coming out April 5th.
Yep.
Yep. Let's not forget.
Not forgetting that
lest,
one.
Lest we not forget, gentlemen.
On our next show, I'm going to leave it off on purpose to see what happens to Jeff.
Hey, but I'm not the one who's looking like an ass at that point.
But yeah, that's it. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. Stick around. We are going to do a little bit of Batman versus Superman talk. If you've seen the movie, we're going to do a little bit of spoilers. If you haven't seen the movie, then shut this off because we don't want to spoil it for you. It's actually pretty good. Stay with us for that. So until next time, my name's Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Bloop, boop.
All right. Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Hey.
What'd you guys think?
Meh. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not a good thing. It's just meh. I don't have really high feelings for either side.
Okay. I had pretty level expectations going in. I didn't expect a whole lot. I left pretty happy with the movie overall. My wife left very happy with the movie overall, which was interesting. But I think that mainly that was because of the setup they did for the new DC Universe movies that are coming out.
Yeah, they set up a lot.
Yeah, they set up a ton of stuff. They set up they set up Cyborg. They set up Aquaman. They set up Flash. And they set up Justice League. And then they set up Wonder Woman. So there is going to be a Wonder Woman movie next year, I think.
What do you guys think of the way that was set up, though? I thought that was really dumb. An email from Lex Luthor, who also had their signias next to the emails that were encrypted on the device. I'm like, that was really dumb.
Footage of the.
I think that's a representation. It's a representation of technology. It wasn't an email. He downloaded like the entire drive that apparently Lex Luthor had. And then he emailed the stuff to Wonder Woman that he found on the drive. So, you know, it's, again, it's just an inaccurate representation of technology. Batman versus Superman is not the first thing to do that at all. So, that's one of those things that I could nitpick a lot for a lot of movies, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's not really worth doing.
Yeah. My expectations were pretty even as well, Chris. But I still found myself super hyped for it because I saw it 2 days after it released. I saw it on Sunday.
Okay.
And so the reviews were already out. So my expectations kind of automatically lowered a little bit, even though I was still pretty excited for it. I mean, up to the point where I'm sitting in the theater, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of pumped. So my expectations rose a little bit. So I didn't know where I was going to go. I know this movie had problems, but going into it, I just accepted it for what it was, and I really dug it, man. Like, I thought the Batman stuff was great. I thought Affleck was great.
Affleck was great.
He was. No, sure.
I had no doubts about Affleck. Affleck is an easy actor to hate, and he had a lot of the internet's ire when he was announced as Batman, Bruce Wayne.
I don't really mind Ben Affleck. I thought it was an unusual choice, but he doesn't bother me any. So
I really enjoyed him in this.
Now, if they would have picked like Keanu Reeves or something like that, I would have been pretty pissed. But you know.
Yeah. But I mean, it just felt like the older Batman. I've always wanted this version of Batman on film, and
now
I think he serves.
Are
it really
you
well.
Familiar with the canon, the Batman canon?
I don't follow the comics, this is where I get touchy
with it too. So one of the and Jeff, we may or may not be on the same page, and I really wish Jason was on right now.
I do
because
too, yeah.
He would probably be able to clear up this entire thing. So I'm going to actually point him to this later and say, send us an email, see what we got. But I was, first of all, he killed people in this movie. Okay. Yes. So that happened.
Yeah.
And he branded them. Would lead to a death sentence to those criminals in prison.
Yes, right. And in my, you know, in all of my previous experiences with Batman does not kill people.
He does in the Tim Burton movies. He kills people.
Yeah, he does in those movies. Like, he straps a guy with dynamite.
I mean, he kills the Joker.
Sewer, and the guy explodes. Yeah, he kills the Joker.
So, I mean, he kills people in those ones.
Oh. Man, I haven't seen those movies in a long time, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either until, again, I think it was Sniper Maverick was like, oh no, Tim Burton, Batman, he definitely killed people. And I was like, what? Yeah, and then I was like, holy shit, yeah, he did. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him use a gun.
No.
Yeah. Now, he had guns on the Batmobile, but he didn't use them for Tim Burton's. He didn't use them for anything except for, like, blowing down a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he actually shot people in this movie. So.
Well, that was a dream sequence, though.
No, there was a sequence where he shot him at the end.
He killed quite a few people in this movie. It's more or less to show this is an aged and rugged Batman. Bruce Wayne even made a comment in regards to not everybody stays good.
Yeah, basically he gave up.
You know, so here shows that he's changed because now he's consciously killing people. He's consciously branding people. He's a changed Batman, and this was my favorite part of the movie actually because. It made Bruce Wayne, because now, see, we all expected it to be the Superman being the leader in getting the Justice League together, but no, it's Bruce Wayne that has to do that now that Superman's dead.
Or is it Superman Ford. Because he's not really dead? And I think
he's not really dead. He does die, he just comes back. Mm-hmm. Like, Superman did die.
But that could have been
if they follow the comic canon, he will die, but circumstances will bring him back.
So the other thing that I wanted to mention was, wow, I completely forgot what I was going to say because I had thought like 5 minutes ago. Okay, so let me move to a different topic and maybe it'll come back to me. But so the kryptonite thing with Batman, I thought the canon was that it was built into his suit.
That's what I
kind of and like when he hit Superman, like the gauntlets had the kryptonite in it, and it was actually that was the effect.
It's possible that that was the way.
Okay.
But you can't do that with Batman's suit to kill Doomsday at the end. You have to have some sort of tangible weapon.
No. The spear. Yeah, the spear I think was necessary, but like to actually weaken Superman. I thought that it was in the suit itself. But I could be wrong. I don't know what the canon is there. So if anybody listening to this knows what the canon is, then I'd love to hear it.
Like, I've had some conversations with people online stuff about this, and everything they throw back at me was something I didn't understand is, well, in the comics, I'm like, I don't care about the comics. I don't read DC Comics. I don't read Batman. I don't read Superman. I'm going by what the movie communicates with its audience. It's like people saying, like, Halo 5, like, I didn't get the story for Halo 5, and me just slapping a copy of fucking Fall of Reach on their desk and being like, read this. Like, no. Like, for someone who doesn't know, who has never read that book, that game's not going to make a lot of sense to them at all. No. Like, who those people are. And that's what I got from Batman vs Superman, is a lot of stuff. Some things were cleared up. I was like, oh, I must have missed that in the movie. But a lot of people go back, well, if you read the comics, I'm like, I'm not talking about the comics. Like, this movie, to me, as someone who doesn't follow the DC universe that much outside of like some stuff Batman here or there, it doesn't communicate a lot of stuff to its audience at all. Like, did you guys have an idea of Lex Luthor? That's probably not him. It's his son or a clone.
I did pick that up. Yeah.
How did you pick that up?
Because he mentions his dad.
He does, but see, to me, that doesn't communicate anything to me. Because for all I know, is the original Lex Luthor from Superman, that was somebody's son as well who just went crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, but the way that was advertised, the way that they showed off Lex Luthor and like a lot of shit was, that's Lex Luthor, the one that I would have known from the previous Superman movies or the very few comics that I've ever read.
That's what I took away from. I didn't read into the Lex Luthor thing very much. I read that online, but I didn't buy into it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I'm like,
it's just Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a fucking dad.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just Lex Luthor.
So I remember what I was going to bring up. The one thing about, excuse me, the one thing about the tone that Batman had, one of the things that was pointed out was that the suit, when they did a scene where they focus on the suit, mm-hmm. and then they come back and there's another suit that has the Joker had branded the suit.
Well, that was Robin. That was Robin's suit.
That was Robin's
suit. Right. And so this is possibly post the death of Jason Todd. Mm-hmm. And after that, he apparently went batshit crazy. No pun intended. But
yeah, that's the rumor, is that they're going to go the Arkham Knight route and make Jason Todd, the bad guy. So,
Well, no, I don't think they're going to do that, but it explains, like, he apparently had a time when he went crazy in the canon after Jason Todd died.
Oh, Batman. So, right. But Jason Todd also went crazy. Well, I mean, if you play Arkham Knight, spoilers.
Spoiler, sorry, we just pulled the shit out of Arkham. Arkham Knight's Robin.
There is,
sorry, guys.
Again, I'm going to, like, Sniper Maverick, he's a huge Batman DC guy. He has a theory that Joker in Suicide Squad actually isn't the Joker. It's actually Jason Todd.
That's the rumor I was talking about.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's cool.
So that's what I was talking about this entire time, guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Was that rumor?
You got confused because Chris is talking about Batman specifically, so that's what I thought you meant. Batman.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. I have no real comments about Superman though, because I just thought he was Superman.
He was just, and
I'm not,
I've
never,
never
been
a fan.
A big fan.
I'll give him an honorable mention. He did his job. I thought he was a serviceable Superman.
I was
rocking bod, Jeff. Yeah, just rocking sure. bod.
Batman fought amazing. It looked like you were watching something from the Arkham games when Batman was fighting shit. That was cool.
Yeah, true. Yeah. A lot of countering, a lot of
disables the guy's guns and
directions.
Shit with those little sticky things that you do in the games.
Yeah, that was super cool.
A lot
that
of grappling. Yeah,
and the fact that he was up above everybody and they were shooting down. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. But yes, the one thing I will say about I was annoyed that Superman went down under the water to pick up the spear, the kryptonite spear.
What's her name? Lois Lane threw down there?
Knocked him out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that knocked him out, right? But then, like, 5 minutes later, he could pick it up and fly with it and shove it into Doomsday's chest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I really don't feel like that would have been more believable if he had thrown, in my opinion, if he had thrown the spear to Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman did that. That would have been more believable.
But then how would he get to the point where he just gets impaled by Doomsday?
He doesn't. That was a pointless piece of the story. He's going to come back.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
they
there's a canon piece where he dies, but...
They released Doomsday prematurely.
I don't think they should have been in this movie. at all.
Doomsday shouldn't have been in this movie, period. But they released Doomsday in the trailer months ago. They should have kept that shit quiet. Mm. Because the second Doomsday showed up in that trailer, I said, Superman is dying.
Yeah.
You cannot introduce and Doomsday without killing Superman.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Doomsday?
You can't do
anyway?
It. Like,
I thought he looked awful, but I thought he was awesome.
Aside from the fact that General Zod was Doomsday, part of canon at all.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Aside from that, I thought once he like kind of Dragon Ball Z
into his final form,
he looked like fucking Doomsday from the comics. Because when he first came out, he's all bald and everything, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like Doomsday. But when he started transforming, I was like, okay, there he is.
I still think he looked kind of dumb.
I liked him a lot. I like how he was much bigger. I dug this Doomsday. It wasn't bad. It was just way off canon.
Yeah, I don't like that it came from Zod, but I thought the Doomsday looked pretty good. But what'd you guys think of Wonder Woman?
I thought she was fine. I just didn't use her enough.
Underutilized. She needed to be in more of the movie.
So I disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Oh man, I wanted more of her.
I understand.
Not in a sexual way. I'm talking about like this in a. Yeah, maybe in a sexual way, but I wanted more of her.
I don't disagree that I would have liked to have seen more, but I think they gave us just the right amount because this is Batman versus Superman. Wonder Woman makes her appearance only for the introduction to the Justice League.
So
basically, I liked how they set up her story, like as this is her secret identity. And that the one picture that Luther had was her as Wonder Woman in like the 20s or the teens or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was really early.
It's like 1918 or something.
So yes, I think it would have been cool to have her kicking some more ass, but I think they did it the right way by just kind of giving you a brief introduction of her since she's going to have her own movie next year and Justice League.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was awesome.
I just thought there's some scenes with her that were just pointless. Or not pointless, just thrown in there to give you some kind of weird exposition that didn't need to be there. Like, especially the second party scene that both, or the museum scene with her and Bruce Wayne. I'm like, why are they both there at the same time? And why do they care about looking at the sword? Besides it being fan service, being like, well, that's her sword. They don't explain that in the movie. But they're just like, why is this scene even in here? It was pointless.
Well, the scene was in there so that because he was trying to get his drive back, mm-hmm. and he knew that she was. I guess he knew that she was going to be there, but you know that was from my understanding. What I gathered from that is that's why he was there to try and get the drive back, and then she had already given it back at that point. So
right. So I'll give you my main gripe. I've been mostly positive about this movie. It has issues. Yeah, pacing's a little wishy-washy. The script wasn't really that great. They brought in Doomsday when it was unnecessary. Yeah, there's a lot of issues. But the biggest issue for me, the only main issue that made me go, thank God this movie's over, is the fucking music.
See, I didn't get that when I was watching it at all. If I watch it again, it's probably one of those things that
God.
I can't unhear. It's probably
hear it, Jeff.
Yeah, it's probably gonna hit me, but that didn't bug me when I watched it the first time. Probably because I was honestly the first hour and a half of this movie, outside of some scenes, I was bored as fuck, and I was like, and that doesn't happen.
See, I wasn't. I love the setup they did.
So anyway, my issue with the music was I feel like they had major theme songs that they wanted to push throughout the entire movie. So every major character had their theme song. And then every time that they were in a scene, almost every time they were in a scene there, they would play that theme song. Batman looks at that old 1920s photo of Wonder Woman. Bum, 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 and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I did not even notice that.
Yeah, I didn't notice
that. The Lex Luthor theme song is horrible, and they blare it like three times in that movie, and they match it with his footsteps, and then make it seem like all artsy, and Snyder's probably like, I'm the best director in the world, and it's fucking annoying. And it's so loud, and the problem is, so they had that type of setup for everybody's gonna have a theme song, we're gonna play the theme songs whenever these people are on camera. And they raised the gain levels even more. I'm like, music's never this fucking loud in the movie theater. It was making me cringe.
Hmm.
It's so bad.
Yeah. I didn't notice. Bad. I'm actually really bad at noticing background music.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I am too.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at it.
It was piercing.
Hmm. Was it?
Yeah, I hated the music.
I'll have to listen for it next time.
My finishing thoughts for it are basically, it was okay. I didn't read any of the reviews before going to see it, but I did see what the review scores were and shit. I walked out of that movie being like, I don't know if I like that. And I compare that to other Batman movies and other superhero movies where I walked into the theater and been like, that was fucking awesome. That's why I'm like, eh, right. That's why to me it's like, meh. I didn't walk out of there being like, well, that was fucking ass. But I didn't walk out being like, that was fucking awesome. Like other, like I walked out of Deadpool being like, that was fucking awesome. Like I walked out of like Dark Knight. Like that was fucking awesome. Like this, I just kind of walked out being like, eh.
I can see that.
Yeah. For me, I thought that, it was, mostly, it was a good setup for what we're going to be getting from DC in the future. You know, I had to play catch up with it.
Well, that was obvious.
I thought it was a bunch of movies.
Yeah. A few introductions more than any.
Yeah. I mean, Marvel started this shit back with Iron Man 1. That's like, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah. Something like
it's
that.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So they definitely know where they need to go and how they need to get there. They're just kind of fast tracking. So I think to me, it's going to redeem itself based on how the individual movies are and how the actual Justice League movie is. And I mean, what's it called? I still have high hopes for Suicide Squad.
I want that to be so good.
I hope so.
Super high. That's my most anticipated comic book like superhero movie all year. I want that to be good.
I would like it to be as well.
All right.
That's it. Cool. All right. Thanks.
All right. That was Superman.
All right.
And Batman.
Spoiled. And also Arkham Knight a little bit spoiled, but. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you listen to this, you probably already played Arkham Knight. So
Let's hope so.
Later.
Bye.